from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the part of the job, right? And I go ahead and ask your question, because I'm not going to address this every single day. And I'm
shrug it off.
I'm fine with addressing all these questions, but I'm not going to sit here and address it every day. But I don't focus on that stuff. It's part of the job. You know, we're not winning. So when you're not winning, you know, speculations get higher and higher. You know, it's a part of what we do.
Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Pedro Grifol. He is the former manager of the Chicago White Sox, fired this morning on the South Side. We asked the question, when they broke the 21-game losing streak, does that mean they can fire Pedro now?
Yes.
That was the first question we had as we talked about it. And listen, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that that's the entirety of the problem, that now that Pedro's gone, the world is a better place. But the fact of the matter is, the man leaves with an 89-190 record in his 2 years overseeing the White Sox. That is a 317 winning percentage, Mr. Davis.
Lost 101 games last year. He finishes 101 games under 500 as the White Sox manager. One of the more unsuccessful, unpopular managers in White Sox history. Now he's gone.
And I will say he finishes with that record as a Major League Baseball manager. There is no team lining up to try Pedro out after what happened in Chicago the last 2 years. Again, not entirely his fault.
Not all his fault, but
part
that's
of the problem.
That's a true statement and a fair projection. Nobody wanted any part of Terry Bevington after he left Chicago managing the White Sox. And I think that is as apt of a comparison as you could make, the Bevington era, the Pedro Grifol era. I think that was a mistake in giving him the job, because he was a guy that the Royals passed over and the White Sox hired.
Yep.
So he came here with a lot of designs and how to make the Sox into a Chicago version of the Royals. Didn't work. He talked tough and didn't deliver. So he did not have talent. Injuries were an issue. But Pedro Grifol never overcame the credibility deficit. When he started, it went south, and it never really stopped going in that direction.
He was asked recently by MLB.com if he thought he was a good manager. And he said, I think I am. I really do. And I think managing is motivating people to play and work hard every single day. I think managing is preparing and making good decisions, and serving people and including people. It's not up to me to decide. I don't make decisions on whether I'm a good manager or not. That's for other people to decide. I think that decision was made today on the South Side.
It was made today on the South Side in terms of being a formal announcement. You have to imagine this was discussed during the private meeting reported last week by Bob Nightingale, Jerry Reinsdorf, Chris Getz, Pedro Grifol last Wednesday. met behind closed doors, a private meeting that went public. And this was maybe we talked at the beginning of the week when they ended the losing streak, they would be relieved and then also be free to fire Pedro Grifol. I'm not sure the logic in that, but I think they were waiting for that signal or that cue, and now they took advantage of the off day. My sense would be, the statement came quickly. It just happened about 5 minutes ago. Yeah. Charlie Montoyo, is he going to be the interim manager?
It doesn't say. I can't imagine who else, David. I mean, I just can't. We're getting a lot of texts from people saying Tony La Russa is going to be the interim. That's funny, but that's not going to happen. So we'll see what goes on.
I can't imagine that would happen.
Let me ask you this question.
Can't imagine that would happen.
And Dustin, feel free to jump in yourself here. Is this a good thing or a bad thing for the Cubs entering a Cubs series tomorrow on the South Side? Good news for the Cubs.
I think it's bad. I think it's bad news for the Cubs.
Bad news. I think Pedro's still not there to lose.
I think there's still a talent deficit that the Cubs can exploit, and I think they still should win both games.
Yes.
But if you were ever going to play the White Sox, it would be on a night you don't want to do it, on a night where this inferior talent rises to the occasion because they're so happy and relieved the manager is gone. Or they're changing managers and they get that bounce from just change for the sake of change. That's what this is. They don't have any better talent tomorrow night against Jameson Taillon and the Cubs.
They got a different voice.
They might be locked in.
Yeah.
And a new voice is what we've been calling for. And a new voice is what they need. So maybe it's a new voice that they respond to. Bad news for the Cubs, who need to win every game they should win down the stretch.
Dustin, what do you think? Good news, bad news?
Well, if the game was tonight, I think what David just said would carry a little bit more weight, not because David said it, but I could see like that immediate reaction. I feel like by the time they get to that game, they're going to be peppered with questions about it, which all, like when they open up that clubhouse on Friday, you know, Bruce is going to be there with his microphone asking everybody about this like he should be. And I think they're going to be sick of answering questions about it. So,
Pedro on Inside the Clubhouse Saturday morning?
Maybe so. That would be great. I don't know what he'll have to say. I don't know what he can say for himself. He has been somebody that has been...
All he can say is goodbye.
All he can say is goodbye. I don't know what he would point to as just a... I would hope that he goes out with the professionalism that you want to see when somebody gets fired from a job like this. Managers are hired to be fired. This had to happen. The White Sox were worse than anybody imagined. So let's spin ahead. Gosh, can we at least look ahead? Because this is hopeful. This provides a little bit of hope. The White Sox did what they needed to do. So now, what does your short list look like if you are Chris Getz, if you're Jerry Reinsdorf, and you're not making money an option, which I know is people roll their eyes and say, how can that be the case? It's the White Sox. But what would be your short list for potential managers to replace Grifol?
Well, they've already been looking at this. They already have a short list together. They already know who they want to interview. I don't think they need to jump with the interim. I think they need to finish the season and try to get a new manager bounce that somehow will keep them from being the worst team in baseball history. That's the only reason you're doing this now, is that you got a little bit of a run here where maybe... If you're bringing someone up, be nice to have a manager that you know is part of the organization.
So you want to hire a permanent replacement now?
No.
You want an interim now?
I think I need an interim.
Okay, interim.
This is too sudden for me, but I have the list together of who I know is going to be available. And if I'm waiting on the guy in Miami, I got to wait till the year ends.
Well, let's also be clear then, the manager who you appoint as the interim manager, if he does get what you described as the bounce to finish the season and avoid making history.
Then he's in the mix.
He's got to be in the mix.
No question.
Would that be a mistake, though, to get somebody who's been part of the losing and then you elevate somebody who's been part of the losing?
If you elevate someone, let's say Charlie Montoyo, that would probably be the guy, and you see a bounce from that, then you interview him and talk to him, too. I don't know that he's their guy. I don't know that they want to do this. I think they want to wait. But they have fired Pedro, so they need a new manager. And any lift you get will be taken in consideration when you're trying to figure out what you do moving forward.
Charlie Montoyo managed 4 seasons with the Toronto Blue Jays. Overall record was 236-236, and even .500. He did get to the postseason in 2020, the abbreviated 2020 season. Lost both games there to the Rays.
If he gets to .500 I mean, if he the rest of the game,
if the Sox just had half of their games remaining,
yes,
he would be back.
Then I mean, I don't know how you
he
devoid
would be
it.
Back. I don't know. What's interesting too is will they hire and where will how will they handle or what will the new manager's role, the interim manager's role, be in deciding the future of Pedro? I'm sorry, of Garrett Crochet. What will they do after tomorrow night?
I think,
is this part of a broader plan?
I wish.
We're firing the manager. We're shutting down Crochet. Yeah. We're bringing up Colson Montgomery. Let's go.
I like your attitude about it. I don't believe that's going to happen.
Well, if you're going to have an organizational metamorphosis on a day off you're taking advantage of, and here come the Cubs, and you got another day off on Sunday, I think you got to look at this big picture. And big picture, new manager, decision on Crochet, let's see the kid. That's what I would do.
I think they knew they had to fire this guy. I think it was obvious and apparent to everyone, and there were rumors they were thinking about it. The fact that they won a game helps you to not throw a manager into the middle of this historical losing streak.
Right.
So the minute he won the game, our first question, do they fire the manager? Yeah, the answer is yes. You finish the series, you come home, hey, nice to see you again. By the way, why don't you pack your stuff?
Had they won Sunday, I'm not sure he would have gotten on the plane to Oakland.
Right.
I think that may be the way you look at it.
Right.
Before we get to the callers, and people are weighing in, 312-644-6767. Mully, here's one working short list potentially. You mentioned Skip Schumacher.
Sure.
He's out of contract in Miami, so yes. I think he's a guy because of his connection,
To Tony
La Russa.
That's right.
Makes him a viable candidate. Number two, you got to make the phone call to Terry Francona. You've got to see if he's interested.
I agree.
You got to see if he's healthy enough. You got to see what his price tag would be, but I'd be willing to pay it if he wants to come back. The third one is part of the organization already. Patrick Leland is the manager down in Kannapolis.
Okay.
He's got good bloodlines. The connection to the family and Jerry Reinsdorf makes him, I think, somebody you can't dismiss.
Would you bring him up now? Is that what you're saying? Would he be the interim?
I think I'd have a conversation. Hmm. I would at least discuss that because I don't know if I want to expose him to this kind of
I hope you first. Already, if you're going to do it, I hope you already made the call.
If you're going to do it, I hope you did make the call. But I think he might be.
You know,
I'm looking.
Sergio Santos is in Double A. They've had a wonderful run in Double A. If you are already working with and developing these young players, could a guy like that move into the interim job?
Heck of a leap. First year as a manager.
Big leap.
Begins it in the minor leagues and ends it in the majors.
Would it shock you, though, with the White Sox?
It wouldn't shock me. And I think A.J. Pierzynski is also on that list because of where there's smoke, there's fire. I would love to put our guy Ozzie on it. I just don't know if that's realistic.
Well, that's what I do, but, you know.
Well, let's face it. That's what we both would do.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't think that.
He's our guy.
Given what the history is and given where the relationship is, maybe that's not realistic. But that would be the no-brainer to me. Give him another chance. I don't know if he would take the job. I think he would take the job.
312-644-6767. Long live Pedro Grifol. But we need a new Pedro Grifol.
Pedro Grifol.
The king is gone. The king is dead. Long live the king.
And when you write Pedro Grifol in your White Sox history book, make sure there's 21 L's at the end of his name.
And then scratch a line through it because that's over. Will's in Lansing. Hey, Will.
Hey, Will.
Holy Hop, pleasure to be on the show, man. How are you guys doing with this news? It's really exciting for the city of Chicago, and I got a name for manager that will be a shocker for you guys that I think would really work for the team.
Okay.
Two words, David Ross.
Yes, I think that's a good name.
Seeing what he did with the Cubs, you know, admiring it from afar as a White Sox fan. Player development, catchers do make great managers, so I consider AJ, but David Ross just had this charisma and experience with the players, and I think – you know, with a young White Sox team right now, you got some of your young guys up coming up this year, spring training, looking at a younger team next year. This is the type of guy you need. So a guy like David Ross or AJ, I think, is the way to go. I'm going to hang up. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, Will. Let me ask something. If you bring in David Ross is not an interim. If you bring him in, he's your manager moving forward.
No doubt about it.
Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to hire a guy who is not only coming in, but I think he's more an interview. Add him to the list. Make sure that you spend the summer picking out your manager.
You don't have to make a decision until you have to make a decision. I would advise the White Sox if they're asking for are we on retainer with the Sox? I can't remember. Are we their consultants?
I would tell
them to wait until the end of the season.
Yes.
Put your list together. David Ross will still be there. I would add him to my short list. He is a manager that would make an impact, I believe, and he for a lot of reasons that we'll describe. So, yeah, but I don't think you bring him into this now. I don't think you bring anybody into this now. This is a mess, Mully. This clubhouse is in shambles. You don't know how fractured the relationships are. You don't know about the dynamic, but this is a beaten down team psychologically, and no new manager should have to inherit that.
Derek is on the road. Good morning, Derek.
Morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I just watching this all unfold. You know, there's one guy that I think, I know it would never happen, but who I think they shouldn't have got rid of previously, that I think would do well, especially with player development. He did great with the Cubs, setting them up for Joe Maddon, and that's Ricky Renteria. He did good.
Bring him back.
Bring him back. He'd be a great setup guy. He was good with developing players before they brought in La Russa. You know, he's somebody that could probably take them where they need to be before you make a hire like a Francona or a David Ross. He was not a bad manager. And I think he got a kind of a bad deal in the Cubs organization and the White Sox. But I think he would be somebody that's familiar with the organization. He's good with player development. He would be somebody that I would look to just because he's got a familiarity with the ball club.
Thanks, Derek.
What do you think, Dave? You bring him back and you let him try to keep you out of the dumpster, and then you fire him for a better.
Yeah, that's, you know, we can laugh.
He's not laughing. I'm so sorry.
Look, I would not recommend that. I like Ricky Renteria. Yeah. He's one of the favorite guys that we've been able to cover.
Good man.
On both sides of town. I don't think he would come back. I don't think the White Sox want to reach back and repeat history. They tried that with Tony La Russa. I think that was a mistake. I hope that this process is more true to the way typical managerial searches go. And I don't think going back to Ricky Renteria, with due respect to what he is and what kind of guy he is, that doesn't make sense to me.
Daryl is in Naperville. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, guys. Great show. It's funny. I was thinking about a former catcher in Ross, obviously, World Series guy, Chicago guy. AJ Brzezinski would be a great fit.
Right.
What do you think about Joe Girardi? I'll shut up and keep talking.
Well,
Joe's there maybe doing the game, and then you have him come down and manage the other team.
He could do both pretty well. Joe Girardi is an accomplished manager. I wonder what his appetite is to get back in it. I wonder what his appetite would be to get back in a situation like the White Sox, because it's bleak. There's going to be more losing ahead, and it's going to get – I don't want to say it's going to get worse before it gets better, because I don't think you can go any much lower than they've gone or going to go at the end of this season. Joe Girardi maybe gauges interest, but I'm not sure how high on the list he is.
Let's try Brian. Brian's in Chicago. Hey, Brian.
Morning, guys. Before I start this, I just want to say that I love this team. This team means the world to me. Working down the street at Phillips High School, I have so many students who work at 35th and Shields, and I don't want them. My whole goal is for them just not to leave that ballpark and leave the city. I'm not excited at all. What are we doing here? I've heard Ricky Renteria, David Ross. What are we doing?
Joe Girardi. Yeah.
Joe Girardi. I mean, what?
But we talked about we talked about Montoya taking over. We talked about promoting someone from within the organization. We talked about the double-A manager, the triple-A manager. I mean, I hear what you're saying. What are you doing?
Well,
you know what you're doing? You're trying to put the losing behind.
What you're doing is you're grasping the obvious.
You're making a change.
You had to make a change. They're doing it now. I don't know what about the David Ross possibility would not excite Sox fans. I don't know what Joe Girardi's name, why that wouldn't excite Sox fans. We don't know if these are possibilities. We're putting together a list of logical candidates who are available to take the job at the end of the season.
Let me ask you a question. Sox fans, if you're out there, are you more likely to go to a game this weekend now that Pedro's been fired? Are you, with the Cubs coming to the South Side, would you be more likely to go out, try to get yourself the milkshake, the campfire milkshake, and enjoy watching a game and screaming a little bit against the Cubs? Would that move anybody? Would this inspire you in any way to go to the South Side, to go to the ballpark? Is it safe now that Pedro is gone?
It's a fair question. I'd be curious to see what people say. This is one of the few highlights in a miserable season. I think you go back, it started with the renderings of the 78. That was one of the highlights of the season. And then it was the introduction of the Campfire Milkshake. That was the second highlight of the season. Then Garrett Crochet made the All-Star game. That was the third. This is the fourth. Firing Pedro Grifol is one of four moments that you were able to smile as a Sox fan.
312-644-6767. That's the telephone number. Pedro Grifol gone from the Chicago White Sox. What's it mean to you?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That doesn't mean anything. Mullion Hall on the score.
I feel fortunate that we work for an owner like Jerry. I just think that he's been in this game for whatever, 44, 45 years, and he's a baseball guy. And I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to, you know, to work for him and represent this uniform with them. So I'm grateful to be here.
Does he ever give you any indication during your talk that he's at all upset about the way the team's playing?
No, we don't talk about that stuff.
We don't talk about that.
We talk about the team, but I don't get into the personal stuff, my personal stuff with him. And even if I did, I wouldn't share it here.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. That, of course, is the voice of Pedro Grifol, fired this morning by the White Sox. And I would like to remind you, Mr. David.
Okay.
On May 17th, 1977.
Going way back.
The Braves were in a losing streak,
yeah.
And things got a little complicated because Ted Turner fired manager Dave Bristol and appointed himself the manager of the Atlanta Braves, and he stepped into the dugout in a full uniform, and with Vern Benson at his side, he made all the decisions in the game. He became the manager of the Atlanta Braves. I'm just saying, what about Jerry Reinsdorf in full uniform against the Cubs?
Do not give them any ideas, okay? This is a franchise that brought back Tony La Russa from the baseball museum and propped him up in the dugout for 2 years. And Reinsdorf, Jerry Reinsdorf hijacked that process. Let's hope this is a regular managerial search that seeks, that goes better than it did last time, which I think there was, is defined by obscurity. Certainly Pedro Grifol arriving underscored that. Let's bring in, if you're the White Sox, bring in either an up-and-comer or somebody who's done the job well enough in the most recent past to think that they're going to move the needle and can develop players.
30 years after that moment, 30 years, he sold the Braves for whatever, $700 million.
So you're pinpointing 2054 as the date that the White Sox finally will be sold. Mully reports.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I'm just being an idiot, but that's fun. 312-644-6767.
Before you take a phone call, let's mark this moment in time, 928. You say you are an idiot. You're just giddy.
I can't. You're just a little giddy. Over my skis now.
You are over your skis enthusiastic because something that happened at
the White Sox happened that you consider good news. Well, something happened.
Something happened.
David, I mean, listen, I take no pleasure and the downfall of Pedro Grifol, honest to God. Mm-hmm. I don't wish ill upon any man. And certainly, as I said, not only did he lose his job today, in my opinion, his managerial career is over. I don't see him taking over as a manager anywhere. I think he'd still be in baseball. I think he can be a bench guy or he can be an assistant coach somewhere, and he can do that. But he'll never be a manager again. Nonetheless, this is at least something. It's as if the White Sox sat up and took notice of what's going on with their team. You've got to follow what's happening here.
I think that this is an opportunity for the White Sox to restore some credibility that they have really badly damaged and lost. They can do that by hiring the right manager. Mully, they also could do that if they take a step back now that it's August 8th, they look big picture. They could also hire a president of baseball operations. They could do both or hire one to precipitate the other. They could do whatever they want to do. They are the White Sox.
Exactly.
And a team that is bottomed out. So you can start over now and do it with the right people in the right way. You get people excited.
Exactly. Exactly correct. Let's try Scrap Iron. He's got a couple White Sox ideas. Good morning, Scrap Iron.
Hey, Mully, you just gave me a downer. I'm going to be 98 years old in 2054, so that's not a good scenario.
When will they win again? Yeah.
I was all pumped up until you said that.
I was making a Ted Turner reference, that's all.
Hey, I enjoy talking to you because, you know, I'm a former Southsider, and I always enjoy. But here's my intake on today. I look at it as two ways they could go with this. Number one, you could stay in the organization, somebody that knows the organization, somebody like that Santos. Mm-hmm. He's done a good job with them in there. Or playing the other way is to, if they were going to try to start winning, you could, you know, go into free agency and trades. You know, that ain't going to happen. That would probably be Ross or Terry or Jerry going down memory lane again and hired Terry Francona because that was a wrong he did back in 1998 when he hired Jerry Manuel because he was the AAA manager at I think it was Charlotte who managed even – or Birmingham, and he managed Michael Jordan even.
Right,
so,
that's right.
Thanks, Scrap Iron. Good stuff.
Yeah, appreciate it. Someone called me a giddyit. Which is pretty appropriate.
Well, look, you can be excited. You can be happy.
People have a right to celebrate something, even though... I don't celebrate it.
Well,
I hate that I am...
You're not celebrating the demise of another man's career. What you're celebrating is change in a place that needs it badly.
I'm celebrating that on Monday I can wear a Sox hat in Montreal. It's okay to show your face again. Maybe. Todd's in Dwight. Hey, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm going to be the downer of the morning, I guess. I mean, this is about as exciting or as important to me as if Planner's Peanuts told me that Mr. Peanuts wearing the monocle on the other eye. Now, who cares? I mean, you said it's been a bad year. Molly, I'm 55. It's been a bad lifetime. My father was a wonderful man, God rest his soul, but my mom always said, the most cruel thing he ever did was make my brother and I White Sox. Going to games in the 70s at that dump, it was like going to an old abandoned amusement park where the rides didn't work. Then in 90, they build that catastrophe. Now it's like going to a new amusement park where the rides never work. I mean, who cares who they hire? I mean, maybe, I mean, I you said, would something get me excited? If Morgan Wallen, I'm a country fan there, Dave, by the way, if Morgan Wallen was playing for free after the game, I don't even think I'd want to go down there because I wouldn't want to be there because that place makes me mad. And then what they really do, 2005,
wow,
they suck me in awesome. With 1 year, yeah, and they make me invest the next 20. I don't care anymore. I'm done. And I really feel bad for the Cub fans because they're as delusional as we are, and they actually like their team. At least as White Sox fans, we hate our team and we think everybody's a bum. These delusional fans think guys like Pete Crow Armstrong and Nico Horner are good, and they think they've got a great organization. Their organization sucks too, but at least God bless them. They like their team and they have fun. Everything's miserable. That, I hate it.
It's a nice ballpark, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
You got to admit that.
It's, enjoy your country music.
It's fun to go there. God bless you, Todd. That's a great phone call.
He could make that into a that song. The plight of the Sox fan.
Abandoned amusement park. That is like, honest to God, like I'm thinking about like the old amusement park from like Scooby-Doo. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like, the old Comiskey. Very funny.
Can I step back into reality for a moment?
Thank you, sir.
I just want to get to the point where this idea, when I talk about big picture planning, yes, is one that I hope the White Sox seriously discuss. They've got a manager that we have already talked about is out of contract, being released from his contract in Miami at the end of the year, the reigning National League Manager of the Year, in Skip Schumacher. I know he's connected to La Russa. He's also connected in a big way to Kim Ng. The reason he's so unhappy in Miami is the way that they treated her after last season. They reportedly had a very good relationship. Now, if you want to think outside the box and big and bold and about the best thing for the future of the White Sox, maybe even the present, you wait until the end of the season, let him finish and leave Florida professionally the right way, and then it's a package deal. You bring in Kim Ng as the president of baseball operations. She is Chris Getz's boss.
Yes.
And then you bring in the manager that she knows well, and they have this nice synergy. Because they have worked together before, Chris Getz is already here, and you have an organization that no longer embarrasses you. You have an organization led by people who can get along, would have some new ideas, some fresh thoughts, and maybe, just maybe, some experience. Last year, the Marlins were pretty good.
Let me tell you something. Now you're speaking truth like no one can. That is beautiful. That's a plan. See, this is what I'm saying. They got a shot at a reset, a shot at you know, abandoning whatever the hell they were on right now. And I love that idea. I love what you're talking about here. It's beautiful because you're rebuilding your entire organization and you're suddenly filling jobs that you hadn't filled before, including a team president, including a professional manager.
You're becoming whole as an organization. You already feel pretty good about some of the young pitching prospects you have accumulated already. Now you go out and you find a professional way to, maybe you have to spend, maybe you have to trade, but you need position players to give you some offense to build around this young pitching core, by the way. And then you talk to Garrett Crochet and you say, okay, after you get shut down, we're going to either try to trade you, but we would rather extend you. Stay here and win and build with us.
I mean, this is a total reset, and it's a beautiful idea. Jeff's on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. The answer to my multiple choice question 2 days ago, other than me knocking my head with the oven door, is Pedro Grifol being fired. David, you're living in fantasy land, I believe, because you're talking sensible, and Sox don't do sensible. So I think all this talk about managers like Tito coming back, or Girardi, or someone, even Ross, I don't think these guys want to come back to a situation, to a team that's probably not going to be winning for at least 3 years and not taking the pay that the owner would probably give out. So I think you're looking at maybe Schumacher because he has a tie, but I think you're looking within the organization. They want somebody that's going to listen to Getz and La Russa, mainly La Russa probably, and someone they can groom to be the manager and then Tony can live out his years as a full manager from the sidelines. Also, David, I have a question for you. Did your brother play at Wabash with the great Pete Metzlars?
He was just after Pete Metzlars because was the era. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah. Little Giants. That was the nickname of the team, but Pete Metzlars was a good pro.
I got to tell you, I really don't want to set myself up for more disappointment.
Yeah,
but what you're talking about is an actual plan on how you're going to get your baseball team back. It's not about, well, you know, hey, that guy, I saw that guy, he's in the office. Kim Eng's been there before,
well,
so you
also,
know she is.
You,
Skip Schumacher comes with Tony's recommendation, so you know who he is.
Life
they
is
all
about connections.
Together. That's it.
And the Sox should be the organization that reinforces that idea as much as any organization has. It's all about connections. Who you know, can you work with this person? They know they can work with Kim Eng. I know she was just on the station with Dan and Lawrence,
yeah. And
she's happy with her role, and she understands that, you know, she hasn't watched baseball, but something about the allure of running the White Sox organization, I would think, be strong enough.
See,
Chris Getz could work for her.
Listen, what you're saying is completely logical, understandable. It implies an overall view of the organization and how you're going to change and be the right team. The problem is, it's the White Sox. And we've got a texter saying, why are you applying logic to anything they do? Because they don't seem to follow a plan. Mm-hmm. It seems to be whim of the owner. It seems to be he'd rather be wrong and powerful than correct and give up some of that power.
I think that's exactly right. Well put. Last time they had a managerial search, I think you could point to some serious dysfunction in the organization that no longer exists. The dysfunction was a tug of war for power between Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams. It had gotten to that point. They're also, who knows what was going on behind the scenes that allowed Chris Getz to ascend to be the GM. But after they were fired, that was just a year ago. But the last managerial search, how did they end up with Pedro Grifol? I don't know. Maybe it was a I'll show you type of a hire. I'm not quite sure. But this time they can't have that. They need a singular vision, a strong voice.
I love it.
And a clear message.
Jimmy is on the road. Good morning, Jimmy. I love it, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Hey. I'm a Cub fan who's not a Sox basher because I care about both teams and so does my family and my friends. Very upset White Sox fans, obviously. Here's your answer, guys. Since they're right, they're not going to do the right thing as David Hodges so eloquently put they should. Hire A.J. Pruszynski with Ozzie Guillen. You need a fire lit under this franchise. There's no question about it. Guys, I'll hang up, listen to your comments. Thanks. Have a great day, boy.
All right, Jimmy, thank you.
I think AJ is a viable candidate. I think the next words you hear out of AJ's mouth might be, okay, Pedro Grifol is gone. I would be interested in that job. I want to manage and I can win. He's a confident guy. He's got the link to 2005. He my hesitation with pushing AJ Pruszynski is, I know that, well, I shouldn't say that. I know firsthand. I have been told that there could be issues between AJ Pruszynski and Chris Getz. I don't know how they would get along. All right? And we also know, look, Ozzie Guillen is not a hard sell in either one of us.
No,
I just don't know if it's going to be an easy sell on the chairman. That's the biggest problem.
Nick is in Lake of the Hills. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. I'm an optimist by nature. And when it comes to the White Sox, I can't help myself but be pessimistic with the situation. It's to watch over 100 games a year on TV. For the last, like, 5 years at least, and even before that, too. And, you know, where it's like, oh, all right, finally you fire the manager that wasn't going to work out in the first place. But it's never going to change because the guy that's calling all the shots is going to be there still. Like, until Jerry's gone, like, I just don't see anything improving. And, you know, just look at all the decisions he's made in the past. He's never going to hire someone that's going to challenge him. He's going to keep hiring people that agree with him. And by his track record, besides the one lucky year in 05, it's just going to keep being bad stuff each time. So I don't know. I'll never quit on being a fan, but I just don't see it changing while he's there.
Thanks, Nick.
Fair
appreciate
enough.
Your time.
The cynicism is earned.
Alive and well.
Yeah, understandable.
We should let you know, baseball coverage on the Score presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits, Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
A lot going on, a lot more to happen in terms of reaction today. We'll see who's appointed as the interim. The White Sox have the day off the next time we see them in action. Of course, the Cubs will be at Guaranteed Rate Field. Tomorrow will be a lively show. The rest of the day here on The Score certainly will be full of reaction, opinion, and speculation.
Hey, and the Cubs at 670 The Score and Stand Up to Cancer, we're all teaming up for Cubs for a Cure. It's a 24-hour radiothon hosted by our own Danny Parkins right here on The Score. The radiothon starts at 10 a.m. next Thursday, August 15th, with 100% of the proceeds benefiting cancer research. And if you or your company would like to get involved, please email 670radiothon@gmail.com.
Going to be a busy day, going to be an active day. The White Sox, bottom line, before we get out of here, did the right thing. This was a move that was long overdue. Pedro Grifol will be paid the remainder of his contract. He has another season remaining, so you can feel bad for him. A lot of people will feel glee over this, but he did sign a three-year, $3 million contract when he took the job, and he doesn't finish his second season.
We're going to talk to Dan and Lawrence next. Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to The Score.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.